This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
No need to wait until November to unwrap Black Friday deals. Blinds.com is having Black Friday in July. With some of the best deals of the season, Blinds.com is the better way to shop for customized window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Choose from premium blinds, shades, shutters, and more. Blinds.com even has outdoor shades for your patio. Blinds.com makes it easy. Need help with the measure and install? Blinds.com can take care of it for you. Their design experts are always ready to help you make the perfect selection with a free consultation. No matter how many window coverings you order, installation is one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you'll always rest easy with Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com's Black Friday in July now. Save up to 45% plus score premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And on the fan hotline, we find John Parrotto of Pittsburgh Baseball Now, among other places, who wrote this story. I'll give you the title again. Source: Pirates front office was, quote, furious with Bob Nutting's comments. The comments, of course, being the ones on June 21st. John, thanks for jumping on, as always. How are you?
I'm doing well, Chris. How are you?
Doing well. And first thought on this story is just, bottom line, at least my takeaway was, the story points to a pretty clear disconnect right now between what was said in public and what's being said in private, in conversations between baseball ops and the owner. Your understanding, based on the people you talk to, how significant is that disconnect at the moment?
Well, certainly enough to really annoy a lot of people, and annoy is probably a soft word to use, some people in the front office when, this all happened the day that the Pirates announced that Sheetz would be the new sponsor as far as the jersey patch. Nutting talked to a couple of reporters there, and I was not there, but I read the stories of the people who were. And basically, he insinuated that they would do what needed to be done if they had a chance to make the playoffs. And this came as news to the people in the baseball operations, who had been told that basically we have no more money to spend. If you're going to improve the team, you're going to have to offload somebody's salary. And that kind of ticks some people off. I know there's been growing frustration in the front office that they feel that ownership is not behind them, and I think it's starting to bubble over a little bit right now. I wouldn't say boil over is probably a little too strong, but bubble over.
John, you've been around this team. You've covered this team for a long time. I was saying before we brought you on that I could not remember a time during the previous baseball ops regime, that of Neil Huntington, where this level of frustration was voiced, whether anonymously or by somebody just putting their name to it. Can you remember a time where there was frustration during Bob Nutting's tenure as owner from his own people internally like this?
No. I think, they understood that this was how it was going to be. They were going to be one of the lowest spending teams year in and year out. And they were, and they have been. And I think in gathering this from people around baseball, people that know Ben Cherington, and Ben won't say this because he's not an excuse maker, but the implication was that they were going to spend more money than they did under Neil Huntington. And that was the implication made to everybody who interviewed for the job here, for the GM job. And it just hasn't happened, Chris. If you look every year, they're in the bottom five of payroll almost every single year. They're not even close to even the middle of the pack. And, you know, I know anyone who interviewed for the job here knew there was going to be a challenge. There wasn't going to be a lot of money to play with. But I think the level of just how tight the money has been has been a little surprising to Ben Cherington and the rest of the people that's in the front office with him that weren't here before he was here.
John Parrotto joining us right now. Pittsburgh Baseball Now. You can read his stuff there and a lot of other places. What do you think? You said you weren't there, but when Bob Nutting made these comments on June 21st, I am, and many others, especially media fans even, said this is kind of eye-opening stuff from an owner who usually takes a very low-key, much more business-like approach. It was a little bit of a shade, like a small version of George Steinbrenner, the late boss, the way he would occasionally talk about the Yankees. What do you think prompted Bob Nutting to speak that candidly about what he felt should be done or needed to be done with the Pirates that day?
You know, I don't know if it was just a wave of excitement over Skeens had come up and Jared Jones was still pitching really well and was healthy at the time. And if that caused his excitement or what, or maybe it was just semantics saying we want to improve the team without saying we'll only improve the team if we trade some salary, before we can take any salary on. And that seems to be, to me, what it was more than anything. I think it was just kind of wanting to say what people wanted to hear and not necessarily lying, but not necessarily making it, not living up to the way at least it sounded, even if he didn't actually come out and say, we're going to spend more money. He certainly implied that money wouldn't be that big of a hurdle come trade deadline time.
John, there's so much else, and I want people to read this story and check it out, but there's other things in here about actual nuts and bolts players that might get moved as it pertains to the deadline, which is now 3 weeks away. So first off, let me ask you this. If I put it to you this way, which of these do you think is most likely for the Pirates? I'm giving you four options here. Do you expect them, as we head to the deadline, to be a buyer, a seller, to stand pat, or to actually buy and sell and do a little bit of both? What do you think is most likely?
I would say right at this moment where they're in the standings, I would say buy and sell. Kind of like, if you remember a couple of years, Neil Huntington did the same thing with the Pirates late in his tenure. He kind of tried to play both sides of the fence and add some veterans while at the same time making other trades to add some young guys. And I think that's kind of really going to be the only way that Ben is going to be able to improve that offense this year, is if he is going to indeed add some offense, he's going to have to subtract from somewhere else. And it seems the obvious place, and I was talking to executives from other teams, Aroldis Chapman is definitely available. I'm not saying the Pirates are aggressively trying to get rid of him, but it's pretty common knowledge that he could be had. And I guess, you know, if you put two and two together, the Pirates think Ryan Barucki is close to coming off the IL. He's at Indy on a rehab assignment, and they would hope that he would come in and fill the void left by Chapman.
John, do you think a move to get Chapman out of town would be more about clearing the rest of the $10.5 million to potentially free them up to do something else than making, in that particular case, a baseball-motivated trade?
Well, I think it'd be a little of both, actually. You know, last year the Royals did the same thing with Chapman. Of course, they weren't even close to contention, but they got Cole Reagan's left-hander, who is now their best pitcher, the ace of the staff. So I think in a perfect world, the Pirates would, one, like to offload a little bit of that, you know, what's left of his salary, like around $5 million, $4.5 million now, and be able to use that to acquire somebody else for the lineup. And hopefully turn Chapman into a decent prospect as well. In a perfect world, they'd be able to do both. And I'm sure that's what Ben Cherington's trying to do.
John, the other player, the one thing in this one sentence in a very good story, enjoyed reading it from you today. Speculation within the industry that the Pirates might be willing to offload Ke'Bryan Hayes' contract, which we do know was front-loaded by the team, and so it gets less expensive as it goes. How motivated do you think they are to actually move that deal?
I don't think it's like a number one, you know, top of the list priority for them, but I do think that they would listen, and I think teams know that. You know, they do have Jared Triolo at third base, and, you know, for all the more, Key Bryant is hit, and, you know, he's a heck of a defensive player, there's no doubt. Triolo is a really good defensive third baseman, too, and they probably have about the same player in Triolo who they'd be paying a lot less than they are Key Bryant. So I think if a deal came along that made sense, they would trade Hayes, and I don't think necessarily they would want a bundle back in return for him, and they would maybe be willing to mainly just trade the contract and get, like, second-line prospects for him.
What's the relationship like there between player and team in Hayes' case, to your understanding, John? Because we know his family has occasionally been vocal about things. There was the story about going to John Nunnally to fix his hitting. How would you describe the relationship there between Key Bryant Hayes and the Pirates?
You know, Key is so quiet, and he doesn't make waves, that it's really hard to say for sure in talking to him. But I get the feeling that if the Pirates did indeed trade him, I suspect talking to people, him and not so much Key Bryant, but people around him, people that see how he just hasn't gotten better except for the 49 games in the second half of last year. And I know scouts from other teams have told me this too. They say he just looks like a guy that needs a change of scenery. And I really don't think if they traded him that he would be that upset about it at this point. Because it just has a feeling to me like it's not going to work out the way that both sides thought it was going to work out. And maybe it would be best for his career to go somewhere else, get with a new hitting group, get with new, just kind of a new attitude and a new regime, and maybe kind of wake up to his career.
John, last one for you, and appreciate you jumping on. I think Jazz Chisholm's name got floated as somebody that could be available for a while, but now it seems there was a tweet today out there that the Marlins are absolutely putting the open for business sign. They're open to trading Jazz Chisholm. How interested do you think the Pirates would be in acquiring his services?
I think they would be, but, you know, again, I think they'd have to offload some salary to do it. But I think they would be interested. I know they would like Luis Robert from the White Sox, but I got to think now that's a pipe dream with him making $15 million next year and club options for $20 million the following two seasons. Chisholm might be a little more affordable, and, you know, it's a guy that makes sense if for the Pirates. But I think a lot of it, again, would have to be if they could open some space in the payroll to bring him in.
John Parrotto, Pittsburgh Baseball Now, among many other outlets. Check out his story. Source, Pirates front office, was, quote, furious with Bob Nutting's comments that he made this past June. John, appreciate it as always. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Chris.
No need to wait until November to unwrap Black Friday deals. Blinds.com is having Black Friday in July with some of the best deals of the season. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for customized window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Choose from premium blinds, shades, shutters, and more. Blinds.com even has outdoor shades for your patio. Blinds.com makes it easy. Need help with the measure and install? Blinds.com can take care of it for you. Their design experts are always ready to help you make the perfect selection with a free consultation. No matter how many window coverings you order, installation is one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you'll always rest easy with Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com's Black Friday in July now. Save up to 45% plus score premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.